Let's go, New Agey New Agers. Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful episode of the Mr. Woo Podcast. I am your host with the most woo. No affiliation to the actual Tang or clan. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm having an interesting day right now. Like, I wasn't going to record this podcast because my old car is kind of taking a shit right now. And I thought I should kind of do something about it at this exact moment. But my wife reminded me, yo, 540 podcasts, my guy. Get in there. Crack, 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 crack. Said, okay, yes, let me get in there, my dear. I did promise you that. So I'm here with you, my friends. It's been a weird week, ups and downs. I wanted to, you know, chat with y'all anyway because there was so many goings-ons. I found out that, first off, let's back up. We all just had kind of a celestial event that we should all talk about. This solar eclipse that we were all enticed into participating on and with by even government. For some reason, there was a bunch of governments declaring states of emergency because the moon was going to get in between the earth and the sun. Yikes. Yikes in a way. I mean, there was other kind of shady stuff that, you know, they were firing up the Hadron Collider and CERN, you know, fucking with black holes and antimatter. Governments issuing, you know, weapons tests. We sent energy to them and we put them down like the dogs they are. Oh, no offense to dogs, they're wonderful. But, yeah, everyone was out there squinting at the sun. I wasn't. My intuition said, keep your ass inside. You don't want any part of the energy coming off of or through those celestial bodies in that particular alignment. And let me tell you, I've not been disappointed since I've been waking up the last couple of days since that celestial event. I have noticed a etheric quality to the existential reality that surrounds me. I have noticed a big shift in the outer environment. I can see in kind of people's eyes. It looks almost like they're rubbing the crust out. Kind of the beginnings of awakening. I can sense like a different energy. It's a different feeling sunlight coming out of the sun to me. If I have to put my tuners on it, like there's something different. There's a different quality that's coming through now. These last several days, I wonder if you felt it too. I hope you did some meditation on that day. It was really very, very interesting and powerful. And, a lot of conspiracies around it. I love that shit. It's hysterical. Some people say there's like B-52 bombers like spraying people with, you know, chemicals that everybody that was observing the sun was taking it in. Yeah, I don't feel like that's accurate. Though, were I the deep state, I would have vociferously sprayed every poison in the air that I possibly could. It's kind of what they do, you know. Can't be mad at Biden, you know, that's what they do. It's been kind of also another etheric week. I found out today from one of my, not today, yesterday. I found out from one of my spiritual teachers that her twin Ray, her love, this guy that I've studied with, fuck man, since 2000 and I have to say 3 or 4. I knew this gentleman and his wife. They're the people in my book that I went to Peru with. They're the ones leading the trip, leading the way, and, you know, channeling entities and stuff together. I found out that he had passed in January. That all this time he'd Obi-Wan Kenobi'd to the other side. It's just yet another wisdom teacher that this population can't draw upon the wisdom of. Sri Ramka. You've had an amazing and indelible effect on my life's path. the first time I'd even heard of this dude, I was with a, well, now ex-girlfriend, but she was the one I'd known that had read and studied material on Ascended Masters and Ascension and such. And in like 2004, 2005, hey, saw this flyer for this couple and they're doing a, you know, an Ascension workshop in Orange County. Self-Ascension. It's like self-Ascension. Well, okay, that sounds like a new spin. And it was this really etheric, white-haired looking guy with white beard and his wife. And we travel up to OC and we hang out with all of these, you know, 40, 50, 60. We were in our 20s. 40, 50, 60, something, these year old hippies, well-to-do in someone's basically enormous house. And these two people were sitting on, you know, rich people, they have like throne chairs somewhere for ceremonial purposes. And Shri and Kira were sitting on that and they're kind of holding hands and holding Egyptian rods. And I've mentioned those before. And that was the first time I seen Egyptian healing rods. And I was like, whoa, this, and you could feel the atmosphere was different. The space this man held was like James Stewart quality, like this unbelievable field of energy for this guy. It's almost like you were looking at really joyful, empty space. We saw his every word that he spoke. And if you're ever curious about his teachings, there's a channel on YouTube called The Official Shri and Kira, S-R-I and Kira, K-I-R-A. And look, apart from the fact his wife channels like archangels and stuff like that, and she has her own wisdom offerings, this dude was on a completely different plane. Like, this is what he did in the pairing. She channeled archangels and would go into deep states of, like, she had to die twice to gain this ability, died physically twice, and he would hold space for her soul while she channeled, you know, Zadkiel, while her body channeled it, called it ensoulment. And after going to that first workshop, that's where I met Michelle Ambergy, where she attuned me to Shambhala Reiki, and we set up that relationship. And then this couple, Sri Ramka and Kira Ra, they go, hey, we're going to do a spiritual mission to Peru. Who's down to do that? And I said, fucking me. Absolutely want to do that. So my now ex-girlfriend, we fly over to Peru with these 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old metaphysicians that have vast backgrounds from science, accomplishments in science, mathematics. Man, and I'm just like some putz, you know, some 20-something-year-old that stumbled into more deeper and deeper levels of divinity. And it's like, okay, and I'm exploring that. And Shri and Kira take us on the most amazing, amazing trip of our lives. The last, oh gosh, it must have lasted like 9 days, 10 days. I went through so much growth. It was just like, holy shit, dude. And they were doing channelings of archangels. I got to actually ask questions of one. Mind-blowing information that ended up becoming true later in my life. And just kind of holding this man as an archetype, because I said, one day, I too would like to lead people to their spiritual life, to their awareness of spirit, and also an expansion of that, you know, help them and guide them. This man was amazing, amazing. He looked like a big Santa Claus. He's just the nicest man. I never heard a cross tone come out of him. Or even the look, you know, like people like they'll have a flash of it and then remember their spiritual and go, oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm so like, you know, not even anger wouldn't flash even through his body or his face. And there's been some hairy encounters. And I was like, this man was the proof. Some poking his wife in the chest. He just stepped in front. Hi, sir, I can't let you do that. Super kind. He's a big man. He was like, when I met him, he was like the size of a bear. And then, you know, you go through health crises. And your body like scales down, but robust energy, very divine father in a wisdom aspect. I think he was a psychologist and counselor for many years also. He did like 30, 40 different modalities like Dr. Bartlett does. You know, they just weld on these abilities because they're so hungry to help people that they're never satisfied by the knowledge set that they have. Like, well, these people could be healed more permanently, more quickly, more immediately. How do we? And it just takes them from learning to learning. This man exemplified this till he reached a plateau where an archangel himself bestowed a title of Shri on him, or sacred. And that was like saying sir or don in the spiritual world. And Shri Ramka was an amazing presence, still is. I just communicate with him even though he doesn't have a body. Now he can really hear me. Now he's not impeded by a physical vehicle of time, space. And I hope, beyond hope, that he was able to achieve his goal, which is becoming a permanent resident of that fifth dimension where you don't have to be reborn again. That's what Mahasamadhi, that's what ascension means, is you won the game. You won the game of humanity. A lot of folks don't know what that is. Maybe it's like familial happiness, marital happiness, business success. It has nothing whatsoever to do with your accomplishments. It's how much time you spent giving your attention to divinity, whether it's in its manifest spiritual aspect, unmanifest spiritual aspect, or whether you're focusing your love and affection and gratitude to the source of it, which is always nice. I think you get really nice results when you do that. I do. I get wonderful results when I send that thread. Even now, you know, I'd forget my car troubles and be like, oh, source, the source of solutions, thank you. Thank you that this will be done easily, effortlessly. And yeah, we should do that for all of our problems, really. To look within, look to our Creator, look to the God within ourselves, and radiate the vibration of the experience that you wish to have. I don't always do that. I don't always do that, but when things start to get stagnant or things start to bark at me or annoy me, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're the whole thing. Spirit is the whole thing. Thought and energy is the whole thing. Vibration is the whole thing. And the only thing. So, yeah, I'm excited to share this time with you. 2024 is going to be an exceptionally strange year. Things can come and go. People can come and go. But the only thing that remains is life. And if we can remember that, and that's what you are, and explore that, like, what is that? What is beating my heart? What is? And science will say, oh, it's your neurological impulses. Yeah, well, what's initiating that? Ah, coincidence. That's not a great answer. That's not an acceptable answer. So I encourage all of you today, cross your legs, close your eyes, feel your breath, realize I am alive. I am the light. I am love. And to pour that out in every direction you can conceive of or point it throughout creation. I go spherical, you know, that covers all your bases. That covers all the bases. Oh yeah, we're also in a Mercury retrograde right now, so things are gonna be, you know, they can show up funky. I don't know, after this eclipse, I'm feeling like it's a totally different parallel reality, you know? Or at least something has shifted permanently in relationship to our density. The density that we carry in ourselves, or that's just kind of floating around in the miasma. But we shouldn't sit still. This is the time to improve yourself. You know, it's okay to be still. It's great to be still. I'm trying to teach that all to my wonderful clients that are coming here. But at the same time, as you just realize that all the stuff that's moving around isn't you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to sit in your center and just be able to think, like, what would I like to experience? What do I still wish to, you know, play with? And remember that word, you know. Dr. Bartlett talks about it all the time, but play is the most important aspect of human creation. Kids are geniuses at it. All they do, and this is, I'm going back to this vehemently, all they do is learn and play. I think I was speaking more about in a past podcast about how, like, that's why we feel stagnant as human beings, as adults, that adult vibe of like, man, why do I feel stuck? Because you're not growing. Even economists say if you're not growing, you're dying, which is a terrible thing to take in. But, you know, people can fundamentally be like, I'm not expanding or I'm not becoming more than what I am. Because I think everyone thinks like you're supposed to settle upon like, okay, this is my character. This is the guy. He responds like this. He raises his eyebrow like that. He, you know, according to this stimuli, he reacts like that. As opposed to, I'm supposed to keep changing. I'm supposed to keep growing. Which means change. Like, there's a constancy, but there's parts that you have to take more data in, or your brain will stop taking data. Use it or lose it, right? And this whole manifested reality is about use, interaction, physical application. Even thinking a thought is in a way a physical act. You know, taking a moment, concentrating your forces. Ask yourself, what do I really want? The ego goes, well, here, how do you accomplish it? Doesn't matter. All that matters is what do I want? Life is so short, you guys. What do you want? Who do you want to be? You could still be that. You know, maybe not like in the NBA, something that requires specialized skill and a specific type of physical blessing. But other than that, it's just time and practice and application of thought and action. So you still have time. You have time to get a law degree if you've always I really wanted one. If you want to be an actor or actress, you can get an agent today. You can get an agent. You can start doing extra work, talking to people on set. You can get into the craft, whatever it is. It's just a matter of involvement. Nothing will happen by thinking, you know, just on the exterior, by pondering it, and especially pondering it without any kind of emotional fuel. It's important to put all your horses in one direction, because we just usually back and forth with it. Only think about the end result. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Man, X is really fun right now. There's so much shit going on, to the point where PBD Podcast on YouTube had the balls to talk about Ashley Biden's diary. How the lady who found her diary got arrested and thrown in jail for a month. And so it was confirmed that was her diary. And I've seen it multiple times where she talks about she's terrified to take a shower, because President Pedo Pete might slide in. She's terrified to take showers. And this one, she was 14. Joe Biden is still trying to shower with Ashley Biden. So, presidential election, who are your options right now? That's interesting. You got that guy who I just described. And she confirmed in a voicemail that, like, that is indeed my diary. So she confirmed it. Oops. Oopsie. And so it's a possible pedo versus a guy. Oh, half the country can't stand him. But, you know, he didn't let in 8 million illegals. He didn't destroy our economy. He didn't force, like, biochemical mandates on people, medical mandates. Single-handedly destroyed our reputation. So it's, let me see, Trump versus, or, you know, Pete O'Pete. Or you can go with Robert Kennedy Jr., another muggle, who's, you know, he's got like wizardy leanings. And you could tell he could see stuff. But he chose some AI expert for his running mate, vice president. I'm like, nah, the deep state takes care of this guy. They're going to have some unknown chick from the valley, you know, from Silicon Valley. It's going to be the president of our country. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. So it's not looking great. It's not looking great, guys. But one of those things will change the country. But just know, Ashley Biden's diary is validated as real. The woman that found it sold it. Got sent to prison. So, and the FBI raided her place and the organization she sold it to twice. So it's real. That's Ashley Biden's diary. And in it, she says she's afraid to take showers because she's afraid her dad will jump in with her. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. Give me your fucking stapler. Give me your fucking stapler. What a world we live in, huh? That's crazy. That's crazy I actually saw that on YouTube. That the President of the United States' daughter's diary was found, and she describes him in there. He's in her. He's in Hunter's phone as Pedo Pete. That's why I said that. When it says the Biden residence back in, I think it's New Hampshire, the number is listed under Mom and Pedo Pete. Hmm. That's weird. Wonder why your son would call you that. He must really hate you. Or, or there's a reason he smokes crack. Or, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird. Well, that's fun to contemplate. I kind of hope Trump brings it up because it would be hilarious on the national stage for him to mention that during a national debate. This world can't get any weirder. And though I'm probably wrong about that, it's probably going to get weirder. Oh, the May full moon cannot get here soon enough, you guys. I'm so excited to just be beamed up in the full moon of May. Full Joshy Poo disappears, just know he's alive and well. He's just not visible. Man, this world is really cooking right now. It's really heating up, and it is really super weird. There's a lot of predictions out there that are going to they're going to probably come true. The farmers are going to keep getting screwed with, and they're going to, you know, take over the country. Just like they have in Europe, it works. The truckers and the farmers can grind everything to a halt. I predict all the prosecutors that have been letting, all the district attorneys that have been letting all these criminals back out and refusing to prosecute them, I predict they will be arrested and prosecuted for dereliction of duty and, you know, low-key treason, like trying to create chaos. I predict they're going to clean up San Francisco real quick in the next like couple years if the crime doesn't just cause it to, you know, fold in on itself. New York is going to have crazier and crazier events happening at it. Prices are going to keep going up here in San Diego. There's going to be so many fucking things. China's going to fall a massive way in this year, probably ecological disaster of some kind, from what I'm seeing. It's very dangerous for cultures and societies to create policies that are like, no matter what, not allowed to worship God in any of its different names or forms or religions. That culture or society is already just lighting the fuse to its own demise. So hopefully the Chinese people, the good ones, are protected and well. There's a lot of places you can pray right now, you know. Ukraine, there's excellent, like, amazing embezzling going on behalf of BlackRock and them. It's like textbook. There's Israel and Palestine, like, people mad at Israel because they think they're, you know, overstepping. What they're saying, using the G word, you know. Man, This is an unbelievable time. Unbelievable time of tribalism. When our tribalism versus our unity is what's going to take us apart. If you're already on the game plan, just be on the side of light. Everybody's on our team. Everybody's in the side of light because everyone's made of light. But if you're part of a tribe, your tribe will probably be tested. It'll probably be tested. And I know you'll be magnificent when brought to the fire. It won't faze you. My God, this is these times. This is no big deal. Times are good. I'm alive. I'm not in a hospital. I'm not in a prison. I'm not in some weird ward where people are trying to shove pills down your throat, tell you you're nuts, which sometimes does happen to mystics. You know, can't control those voices. Or they just want to like silence you as a political prisoner. That's where they shove you. Dope you up like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. A lot of nurse ratchets out there. But don't let them get you down. You're free in your own mind. And you can create freedom again with your mind if you see yourself as free. So see yourself as free. Oh yeah, one more crazy ass fucking thing that happened was like right after the earthquake that happened in New York, the same day, lightning struck the Statue of Liberty's Flame of Liberty. Like I have a picture of Statue of Liberty holding the flame, and there is a like violet ray looking lightning bolt hitting that Flame of Liberty. And someone was trying to be like, yo, the Statue of Liberty low-key is a statue of, like, yo, like, Lucifer or something. And it said, question mark? And I was like, man, you know, that's why I love freedom of speech. It allows the stupidest of us to be able to voice their idiotic observations. But no, that isn't what that means. What it means is God is activating the Flame of Liberty in our country right now. And anyone opposed to that, good luck. Because you're going to need a lot fucking more than that. Good luck. The Flame of Liberty's literally been touched by a celestial force. Here we come. Here comes the Liberty. Here comes America in all of its glory. I hope you live gloriously today. I love all of you. And I pray that perfection manifests in your life, or at least that, you know, disaster avoids you, you know? That's a pretty good prayer too. Let no terror happen to me. So I love you. Peace and aloha.